With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Sea Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, and we are helping Tim this week. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
So, now, unlike a lot of War of the Roses we do, we don't exactly know every piece of this puzzle ahead of time. So let's start with what we do know. Who are we putting to the test today?
My wife, Jill.
Your wife, Jill. Okay, so we have one of the who's involved. Now let's get to the why. Why do you want us to put your wife, Jill, to the test?
Well, honestly, I've been suspecting for a while now that she's been sleeping with somebody.
Okay, now here's where things get a little bit cloudy. You have a theory about who it might be, but you said in your email you don't feel comfortable saying who that is because if you're wrong, you don't want to drag someone's name through the mud.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so at this point, you suspect she's sleeping with somebody else. How certain are you about this suspicion?
At this point, man, I would say I'm probably about 50% because, I mean, it's not the first time that I've, you know, thought something like this, you know, might be going on.
Oh, so you've had these suspicions before then?
Yeah, it was one other time, but it turns out I was wrong, so...
Okay, so either she's sleeping with somebody and you finally caught on to it, or you're seriously a paranoid person.
Yeah, she's accused me of being jealous before, but I think, you know, it's just because it's that way because, you know, she's way out of my league. I'm not going to lie. She's a beautiful woman, and I think one day she's probably going to get sick of me and just leave.
Let me interrupt you and tell you that as ugly husbands with hot wives, I think Shaggy and I both understand that feeling. Now, do you guys have any kids?
Not together. No, I got a son, but it's from a previous marriage.
Okay, so I can see how that might add to the whole uneasy feeling. I mean, at least if you had kids together, you would say, well, you could stay together for the marriage, that kind of thing. All right, let's put Jill to the test. So what we're going to do is we're going to run the female version of War of the Roses on her. Ashley's going to tell Jill she won a free pantygram from Victoria's Secret. You're going to get to hear who she chooses to send it to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Yeah, okay, okay. All right, yeah, she spent a lot of money there. That makes sense.
Okay, so let's get to the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer this free pantygram to send to somebody, she's going to pick you to send it to?
50%.
Okay, which isn't exactly where you'd like to be when it's your wife we're talking about. Yeah. All right, so let's find out.
Darling at random.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Jill, please.
This is Jill.
Good morning, Jill. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is I've noticed you've accumulated a lot of our VS reward points, and you haven't redeemed any of them for any free stuff yet. Were you aware of our reward point program?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Okay, well, what probably happened is we either sent our emails to the wrong address or they ended up in your spam folder by accident. Sometimes we find customers who have filters on their emails and we automatically get sent to the junk mail portion. So, do you have a second for me to tell you about the program?
Sure.
Okay, so it's basically a the more you spend, the more you get type of deal. For every purchase, you get points. And every month, we give out free stuff in exchange for those points. And in fact, you've got a ton of points. And if you want, I can hook you up with this month's free gift right now. It's not going to cost you anything.
Okay, sure. That sounds good.
Okay, so let me fill you in about this month's gift because it's kind of different. It's called the VS Pantygram, and here's how it works. Have you ever sent somebody a postcard before in the mail with a message like, you know, missing you or thinking of you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so we put a sexy spin on that idea with the VS Pantygram. we send the special someone in your life an actual pair of lace panties in the mail, and they have a note attached. So they open this little box, and there's real panties and a note from you that says something like, you know, it could say, can't wait to see you tonight, or thanks for last weekend, or here's something for you to keep me on your mind, you know, stuff like that.
So these are like new panties from you guys.
Yeah, we send the panties. You just, you know, you pick the color. You pick whoever you want to send them to, whatever you want to put on the note.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I love it.
Well, the good news is you get to do this for free. So would you like to give it a try?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing we need from you is what color panties you'd like to send. We have red, black, or pink.
Oh, let's do pink.
Okay, and now who would you like us to send these to? We need a first and last name.
Okay. Somebody who would get a kick out of getting some panties. let's see. Let's go with Luke Glenn.
Luke. Okay, and what message would you like to put on the little note that comes attached?
Okay, let me see. What do I want to say? this is going to sound odd, but put this down. I think I need you to watch my house again this weekend.
Okay, that's a new one. I think I can honestly say I've never put this message on one of these before.
It's sort of an inside joke.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so that's all that I need from you, but can you hang on 1 second here? I'll get an address from you to send it. Just 1 second, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Okay, so, Tim, do we know what all that means? First of all, is that who you suspected?
No, it was not.
Okay, so who is Luke? Do you know this person?
Yeah, that would be my son's friend from college. He was supposed to watch our house a couple of weeks ago. I went to Florida with my son, and then Jill was going to go visit her family while we were gone. So we asked him to watch the house.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Is there any chance maybe she didn't actually leave, or maybe she came back early?
I'm not sure what it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh. Did you want to talk to her about this? I mean, maybe the whole thing was a misunderstanding. Maybe she came home early from her trip and she caught this kid like looking through her underwear drawer in your house or something, and it was just one of those embarrassing things. I mean, we don't know. We can put you on with her, and if you want to find out.
I'm pretty sure it's what I thought. I'll ask her about it later when she gets home.
You're sure you don't want to put her on the spot right now?
Nah. I heard everything I need to hear.
Okay. Well, sorry for the not-so-good news, man.
Nah, sorry. I wanted the truth, right?
Yeah. Well, let us know if there's anything else we can do for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Get the truth out of her on our own, because I am dying to know.
Yeah.
So when we go to break, here's what we'll do. We go to break, get the address from her for the panties.
Okay.
See if you can like strike up a conversation with her and like get friendly with her enough so that we can find out the real story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.